Hey everyone, welcome to the Legendary Momentum Podcast. This is Jonathan Webb. It's a Monday here. It is, it's kind of cloudy, overcast. We've had some snow recently. I live in the mountains of North Carolina, so we get snow in the winter, but that's all right. We're kind of used to it now. I didn't grow up in a lot of snow, so I have learned to kind of drive in it and be comfortable with it. There's not much you can do about it, you know, you just kind of go with it. And if the road's too bad, you just don't leave. So anyway, thanks for joining us today. Today I got a question for you. It's one that I think through and look at quite regularly, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But the question is, who are you? Really think about this question. And I know if you're like me, when you first hear a question like that, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, there's 17 different directions I could go, you know, or hundreds of things I could write down. And that's okay. And I want you to think about it. I'm going to take a quick break here. And so I want you to just kind of dive in to that question in your mind. Start writing some stuff down if you really want to. But the question is who you are. And then after the break, I'm going to kind of talk through maybe some ways to kind of break that down, kind of get a little bit more specific about it. But we'll talk in just a second. All right, the question, who are you? This question has so many layers, so many options to move through. As I said before the break, I mean, your mind probably starts racing, you know, very specific details like I'm 42, I live da-da-da-da, whatever, to big abstract things. And so here's some other ways that we can view this question to kind of help break it down. What do you stand for? What brings you joy? What are your strengths? Where are you moving professionally? You know, like, what are you moving towards professionally? Those are some just easy, quick ways I help break this question down. Because here's the thing. I believe we all need to really dig into this question on a pretty regular basis. Not because some of this stuff would change regularly, like your professional career, it may not change every month, obviously. So that part of the question may not be something that you would need to visit on a regular basis. What brings you joy? I know, for example, for me, what brings me joy? I love hanging out with my kids and spending time with my kids. My daughter and I take guitar lessons together. I've started taking martial arts with my kids. That's something that brings me joy. That was not in my life 2 years ago. I wasn't doing guitar with my daughter. I wasn't in martial arts with my kids. So that part of the question has changed for me in the last couple of years. So it's something I would need to revisit quite often. You know, what do I stand for? Now, that one may be something that's pretty steady for you. You know, your beliefs, your values, your moral code, spiritually, those kind of things. It may be things that have been pretty steady in your life. But at the same time, it's always good to revisit that, to think, well, why do I believe this? What do I believe? You know, and I even, you know, would throw out certain scenarios like, okay, if I'm in this situation, what would I do? That's something that you could visit regularly. And then your strengths, you know, what are your strengths? What are you good at? Again, we've talked about this before on here, and I'm sure you've heard this from others, but I feel like we focus so much on our weaknesses that we don't spend enough time on our strengths. And so I would say this question of who you are, you know, a sub question of that is, what are your strengths? And really be honest with yourself about that. And the reason why I say revisit this stuff regularly, even if some of those things may not change big picture, is because we need the reminder, and we need to remind ourselves that we are moving forward, that we do have passions, and that we have things that bring us joy. Because a lot of times, again, culturally, day-to-day life, that kind of thing, can really beat us up, can really put us down, depending on what's going on in your life. And again, we've all been through things. So I think it's just a good reminder to tell ourselves, hey, I am moving forward professionally in my career or in my business. I do have passions. I do have things that bring me joy. I do have things that I'm working towards. So that's it for today. You know, just kind of reflect. This question's a big one, but as you can see, it's easier if you break it down. And again, just to do it as a reminder, do it as a way to reinforce who you are and what you stand for. So thanks for joining us, and we'll talk soon.